Russ Davis inviting you to stay tuned for more Jazz America following the news on VOA Music Mix.
President Obama nominates Ashton Carter for defense secretary, and ICC prosecutor not giving up against Kenyatta. I'm Bill Michaels, reporting from Washington. U.S. President Barack Obama's nominated former Deputy Pentagon Chief Ashton Carter to become the next Secretary of Defense.
With a record of service that has spanned more than 30 years as a public servant, as an advisor, as a scholar, Ash is rightly regarded as one of our nation's foremost national security leaders.
President Obama announced the choice Friday at the White House. Carter, a physicist and high-tech weapons expert, served as Deputy Defense Secretary from 2011 to 2013. Prior to that, he was the Pentagon's top weapons buyer for 2 years. The International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor says she will continue collecting evidence against Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta, even though charges against him have been dropped. On Friday, Fatou Bensouda formally withdrew crime charges against humanity against Mr. Kenyatta. Bensouda told VOA that efforts to intimidate witnesses and a lack of cooperation from the Kenyan government undermined the prosecution's case.
I will be receiving information. We will be assessing that information, and we will know what further steps we are going to try based on the information that we will receive.
President Kenyatta declared his innocence in the case and said, "My conscience is absolutely clear." South Africans are marking Friday's one-year anniversary of the death of anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela. Friends and family of the revered leader, who died last year at age 95, gathered at Johannesburg's Freedom Park to place wreaths at a statue of the late leader. This is VOA News.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And liftoff at dawn. The dawn of Orion and a new era of American space exploration.
A new spacecraft that is intended to take U.S. astronauts back to the moon and beyond has returned from its test flight, splashing down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. After its 4.5-hour flight, Orion could be seen via its own cameras and video taken from an unmanned drone as it re-entered Earth's atmosphere at a speed of 32,000 kilometers an hour. The Orion capsule was originally scheduled to lift off Thursday from the Cape Canaveral Launch Complex in Florida, but a variety of problems led to a delay. For a third consecutive night Friday, thousands of protesters marched through cities across the U.S. against the recent killings of unarmed black men by white policemen. Hundreds marched up New York City's Fifth Avenue shopping district Friday. They entered an Apple computer store and the famed Macy's department store, waving signs saying "Black Lives Matter." Demonstrators staged a so-called die-in in the streets near the U.S. Capitol building in Washington before moving their protest downtown. Students walked out of classrooms in Denver, and marchers blocked a major street linking Miami with Miami Beach. Other marches were held in Chicago, Boston, and New Orleans. A Sunni militant commander in Syria has pledged allegiance to Islamic State and threatening to retaliate against Lebanese Shiites for the arrest of his wife and children in Lebanon. Abu Ali al-Shashani said in a video statement that Shiite women and children will be legitimate targets. Shashani is flanked by two masked gunmen in the video, which could not be independently verified as authentic. Lebanese authorities say his real name is Anasharkas. Lebanon is increasingly being pulled into the global fight against Islamic State militants who have captured large parts of Syria and Iraq. Hundreds of thousands of people in the Philippines evacuated coastal villages and landslide-prone areas Friday, a day before a powerful typhoon is expected to hit the country. Weather forecasters warn that the typhoon is expected to blast into the central Philippines late in the day, impacting parts of a region that was devastated by last year's deadly Typhoon Haiyan. President Obama will meet with Britain's Prince William, the Duke of Cambridge, in the Oval Office on Monday during the prince's first visit to Washington, D.C. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, and this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with two great modern jazz bass players who look back and remember the late, great Jaco Pastorius, who would have been 63 on the 1st of December. Yes, later this hour, we'll hear from Stanley Clark and the great bassist from Africa, Richard Bona, as they give us their thoughts about Jaco Pastorius, his influence upon them and music in general, and we'll hear more of Jaco's great music. But right now, I want to play for you another bassist who, like Jaco, had a unique sound and was one of the most prolific composers and musical visionaries of his generation, Charles Mingus. Mingus, in 1959, created one of his breakthrough albums, a real masterpiece, titled Mingus Aum, and on it, some of his most famous songs, Better Get It In Your Soul, Goodbye Pork Pie Hat, Bird Calls, and Fables of Phobos. Here's another of those famous compositions of his, maybe his most famous, that's been recut so many times. Here's Boogie Stop Shuffle. Charles Mingus, beginning this hour of VOA's Jazz America. We'll be right back.
Stanley Clark from his brand new release Up with his new Stanley Clark Band, a host of terrific young players. Part of his group, he, of course, the elder statesman, 63 years old now, teaching the younger players how to make jazz at a high level. That's Gotham City from his new release Up. Stanley Clark joins us now here on VOA's Jazz America to give us his thoughts about the late, great Jaco Pastorius.
Me and Jaco had, you know, were real close friends, you know, because we played the same instrument and all that, and, you know, a lot of people used to kind of pit us against each other, you know.
Sure.
But, you know, we were kind of standing on the sidelines cracking up. We were going to see this band, and I'll never forget, we were walked in the door, and people, like, looked at us like, how could these two guys be together? There must be something going on. You know, and Jaco made this funny remark to me. He says, man, we should, like, hide our faces, you know, it'll like ruin our careers if people think we're friends.
Really?
You know,
guilt by
so
association.
I said, yeah, maybe you're right, you know. So we, you know, we had fun. But anyway, Jaco, you know, toward the end of his life, I, you know, it was a real shame, man, that no one really, you know, and I, you know, I'm responsible for this too, you know, that no one just really grabbed a guy and just really put him someplace. You know, the guy, I really think that, well, I have to preface this by saying that, you know, I'm really not into, like, hospitals and things like that. But there is a time where, you know, when you just get over the top. I mean, if you break an arm, man, you got to go in, man. And in this case, Jaco had, you know, had broke his mind, or, you know, he just, you know, whatever he was doing, he went completely over the top, and he needed some professional help of some sort, you know, and he needed to just take off for a little while and, you know, get out of the streets, get out of the environment.
What Stanley Clark was alluding to in our conversation there was the fact that Jaco Pastorius had a terrible problem with drugs and alcohol, not a lot unlike many other famous jazz musicians down through the years. But it never diminished his ability to make jazz at a high level, as he did on the song you're about to hear from his album Jaco Pastorius, featuring Herbie Hancock joining with him. We'll be right back. Like a Child. Not only was that song recorded with Herbie Hancock, but also co-written by Jaco Pastorius and Herbie Hancock from the album simply titled Jaco Pastorius. Now, when we're talking about the great bassists of all time in jazz history, the name Ray Brown always seems to come up in conversation. Here's Ray Brown from the album Walk On, the final Ray Brown Trio recording, featuring great young players Jeffrey Keyser on piano and drummer Kareem Riggins. The song is entitled Fried Pies. It's a Wes Montgomery composition. It's Ray Brown on bass on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network. The great bassist Ray Brown and Company with Fried Pies. Hope you enjoyed that from the last recorded effort by the late great bassist Ray Brown. We're celebrating the late great bassist Jaco Pastorius, and I've got one of the wonderful bass players from Africa who's going to join us in just a bit to talk about Jaco. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice. So write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And sometimes Jazz America listeners simply write to say hello, as did this listener with this message. Hi, jazz is great. I am Lillian Kabura from Nairobi, Kenya. Well, Lillian, thank you so very much. And I've got a song I'm going to dedicate to you just for having gotten in touch with me. And it is from a very talented lady from many styles of music, from folk to rock to jazz. In fact, she has dabbled quite a bit in jazz, and her name is Joni Mitchell. In fact, one of her albums is titled Mingus, as she paid homage to the great Charles Mingus. And who do you think she brought in to play bass on these sessions? None other than Jaco Pastorius. And here they are together on the Mingus classic, Dry Cleaner from Des Moines. Just for you, Lillian Kabura, listening to Jazz America in Nairobi, Kenya.
Stocking the spot that's hot. I keep hearing bells all around me. Jingle in the lucky jackpots. They keep you tantalized. They keep you reaching for your wallet here in Fool's Paradise. I talked to a cat from Des Moines. He said he ran a cleaning plant. That cat was clanking with coin. Well, he must have had a genie in a lamp, cause every time I dropped a dime, I blew it. He kept ringing bells, nothing to it. He got three oranges, three lemons, three cherries, three plums. I'm losing my taste for fruit, watching the dry cleaner do it. Like Midas in a polyester suit. It's all luck, it's just luck. You get a little lucky and you make a little money. Where the cargoes fill the room with their big balloons. The cleaner was pitching with their face. He had dinos and pooh bears and lions, pink and blue there. He couldn't lose them. Breaking off the tables, ringing the
No mistaking that powerful jazz fusion anthem, Birdland, which has become the unofficial anthem of Jazz America, by the way. That, of course, is Jaco Pastorius on bass, Joe Zawinul on the keyboards, who wrote that song, by the way, Wayne Shorter on saxophone, etc. It's Weather Report, recorded live in Los Angeles from the album 830. This is Russ Davis, and we're saluting Jaco Pastorius on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. He would have been 63 years old on the 1st of December. Now, let's get together with one of the great bassists from Africa. And from that long distance away from the United States, he still had the influence of Jaco Pastorius sweeping over him in his work as a bassist, composer, band leader, and vocalist. Here's Richard Bona joining us now to talk about Jaco here on VOA's Jazz America.
The reason why Jaco Pastorius was considered one of the greatest bass players in the world was the way he approached the bass, the way he changed that instrument. He basically changed the face of that instrument, the way people used to play that bass. When Jaco came, the sound, he just changed the whole sound and the approach itself of the instrument. That's the reason why I think he was considered one of the greatest bass players. One of the most important things in Jaco's music, when I had a chance, you know, just to chat about it, there was so much melody in his music. You know, his approach of a melody was unbelievable. To put the bass on, you know, make the bass be like the lead instrument in a band. You know, that's why, you know, you guys should listen to that music. First time I heard Jaco, I was 14 years old, and I never wanted to play bass before, you know. I used to play guitar back then, and this guy put a tape of Jaco Pastorius. From the next hour, I quit playing guitar, and I was playing bass. And I was already a professional musician, playing guitar, playing, making my living. And from that day, I just, this is how I want to play the bass. Yeah, that was the day when I heard Jaco the first time. I was 14 years old.
Richard Bona certainly was impressed not only with Jaco, but with the music of Weather Report in general. Here's his version of the song Indiscretions from his live album, Bona Makes You Sweat, on Jazz America from the VOA Music Mix Network.
You make me out to fool. Sweet thing you say, and sexy when you move. I'll get so excited, babe, I don't know what to do. I really wanna be your only one. Forget about the rest. Why start with good enough when you can have the best? People don't know the word I'm trying to say. Darling, I'll stay with you. And baby, don't stop doing what to do. Mutu na sayi, jonya duna. I want you to move in more. The jingle bell, the little monlete, babali titi bongo. I bet a good friend, good friend. Bani tu malondo, yene kombo, yene kombo. Mone ni te wa winget, mone ma masiva. Monjika we ya, motele nomba, mone ma ma. Please don't stop. Chances for sure. You need to stick with me. I can be more than you know. I'll be your best friend. Hold the hand. Hit me by my feet in the lollic. Baby, everything you need. You can find it in me. I push my mom's home. Then I bend my door. My son, I'm on a winja. Already, I'm young. But son, I'm only all your singer. Now, in and be my friend. In Bukatina, Nabena, Wamuto. Don't stop loving me. We'll be right back.
This is Ron Carter, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
a wonderful afternoon spent in the Upper West Side of Manhattan in the beautiful home of bassist Ron Carter. What a splendid artist he is and a wonderful human being. That's Ron Carter from his album When Skies Are Gray, with the help of his young mates Stephen Scott on piano, Harvey Mason on drums, and Steve Kroon on percussion, with the song Loose Change. This is Russ Davis. We've investigated bassists on this edition of Jazz America, and on the next edition of the program, we'll investigate the Latin side of jazz legends. A person who's been doing that quite a bit in his life is Conrad Herwig, great trombonist, composer, and arranger. We'll go to the Newport Jazz Festival and talk to him next week.